Through his left earpiece, John heard the signal. One beep, then two, then one, then two. Paul was activating a radio signaling device located under the collar of his shirt. John gave his son a thumbs-up signal, and they both started to climb.
You know, these two women, they're worth a lot to me. Maybe I ought to take him to the land pirates.
Paul stabbed his pistol toward Boris. In one move, Natalia sprang to her feet, ripped the gag from her mouth, and with her follow-through, slashed her nails across the fat man's face, grabbing his right ear and twisting his powerful neck left. The point of the balisong pressed against his carotid artery behind and below his right ear.
Unconscious in 5 seconds and dead in 12. If you move, I just as soon you moved.
John flipped over the railing. The scoremasters came into his hands as his feet hit the bridge surface.
Hold it!
11 men switched their attention from the other end of the bridge to John and went for their weapons. John planned ahead, arranging with Michael to hit the bridge the instant after he heard John shout. Michael was on the bridge, an assault rifle in his right hand, the .44 Magnum Model 629 4-inch gleaming in his left.
Move and you die!
Two of the men moved anyway, the driver of the truck and one of the men beside the barricade.
Truck!
The Detonic Scoremasters bucked once each in his hands as Rourke wheeled toward the barricade. The man dropped before the assault rifle could fire. The report from Michael's assault rifle echoed off the bridge's metal struts. No one else moved.
Natalia, get that thing into the truck! Annie, get his weapons and toss him over the side into the river! Shoot his kneecaps out if he causes any trouble! He just needs to be able to talk, not walk!
Michael, a gun still in each hand, started herding the remaining 9 men toward the center of the bridge. In minutes at the most, the rest of Boris the Slaver's men would be coming, and John Rourke didn't care to wait around to see them. Natalia locked 3 sets of disposable plastic restraints around Boris's massive wrists, her knife to his ear as Annie secured his ankles.
You need a tongue to talk and one ear to listen. So this one is expendable if you move.
Yo!
Go ahead! Call me something and see how fast you start losing body parts.
He shut his mouth. Annie finished with his ankles and jumped down from the back of the truck, a blanket wrapped around her shoulders. Natalia jumped to the bridge floor.
Go up to the cab with Paul. I'll join you in a minute.
All right.
But give me Paul's other Browning.
Annie passed the 9mm to her.
It's hot.
Right.
Natalia glanced down at the pistol as she settled it in her hand, cocked and locked. There had been 13 rounds plus one in the chamber, and Annie fired 2. 12 rounds, 9 men. Natalia flipped the balisong closed, left-handed, and dropped it in the side seam pocket of her dress. She started toward the 9 men at the center of the bridge. One of them was the man who talked so big while she'd been bound and gagged. Michael and John looked a bit surprised as she approached.
We're running out of time, Natalia.
Then these things who call themselves men had better hurry or I will shoot each one of them.
She looked at the 9 men who stood with their hands clasped over their heads.
Hear that? I am in a hurry! Remember how you shed your weapons?
Their guns and knives were in a pile on the bridge, near the far railing.
Let's see you shed your clothes in the same way! Be quick or be dead!
Some of the men looked at one another, then looked at her. Natalia pointed the high power at the biggest of the 9 men.
Guess where I will shoot you!
They started undressing. Michael hurled the guns and knives taken from the slavers over the bridge rail and into the river. Most of the guns were post-war and in terrible condition. The knives were big and flashy and of poor quality. The last of the weapons tossed away, Michael looked toward the center of the bridge. The last of the 9 men was down to nothing. Time was running out, but Natalia owed herself this, Michael realized.
Now, I want all of you to hold hands and form a circle. Box to the center. Move!
What the hell we gonna do now?
The 9 men did as she ordered, looking stupid, just as she wanted. Michael looked at his father. John stood, a .45 still in each hand.
Now, you will walk that way toward the far end of the bridge. The first man who breaks the circle dies! Start walking! Go on, walk!
Tripping over each other, but holding hands as though their lives depended on it, they started moving.
Faster! Come on!
Michael Rourke, shaking his head, smiled and started for the truck. Michael helped Natalia up into the cab of Paul's truck. The gesture, however unnecessary, was the gentlemanly thing to do. John ran forward along the passenger side of the Eden military truck they were stealing from the slavers, climbed aboard, one foot in the cab, the other hanging free, his body weight on the open door, his right hand holding the radio detonator.
We're rolling!
The truck carrying Michael and Natalia was already off the bridge and on the semi-paved excuse for a road leading away from it, gathering speed. John looked back. The nine naked men were running for their lives now. Vehicles of all descriptions raced onto the bridge from the far end. Some of the naked men pointed behind them toward the near end of the bridge. The vehicles drove out onto the bridge, driving four across, filling the bridge from one side to the other. Shots rang out, but too far away for any accuracy. John looked at the detonator switch in his right hand.
Daddy? Are you going to...
I'm holding out for maximum effect, Annie. Just another few seconds.
The lead element of the enemy vehicles was approaching the near end of the bridge, coming up fast. John flipped the release from the protective cover. He put his thumb over the red button and pushed.
1001? 1002? 1003?
John Rourke didn't throw away the detonator because doubtless he would need it again. The near end of the bridge collapsed inward, men and equipment careening through the air as the bridge fell on and around them. John swung into the cab and pulled the door closed. He put his arm around his daughter's shoulders.
On to bigger and better things.